Hey guys, welcome to the 31st episode of Overcaffeinated. Today I am with one of my friends that I haven't seen in like literally like 4 years, which is nuts. My friend Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Sophia, for having me.
Yes, of course. So Sam and I went to high school together. I forget, yes. Did we like know each other like a little bit before high school? Because I feel like I knew a lot of like the River Trails girls like before high school. Trying to like figure out like when we like for sure met. Like obviously freshman year, but I wasn't sure if it was a little bit before that or not.
Yeah. Wait, were you on Ponds?
Yes.
In middle school.
Okay.
I think that might be how we know each other.
Yes, I think so. Because remember they do like the big thing.
Like, yes, that was hype.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love that. Oh my gosh.
I love that too. And I feel like we had like math class together.
Yeah, we definitely had like weird random like stuff together. But Sam is super cool. And I'm so excited that she's on the podcast because she definitely took advantage of quarantine and has been hustling. And she is just like so amazing. So do you want to just start talking about who you are and what you do?
Yes. So guys, I'm Samantha. I have a small business and an Etsy shop called And Do It Anyway. I started this in quarantine, kind of. I started it like a little before quarantine, but it really did take off because of quarantine. I had all that time on my hands. So I sell custom Starbucks cups and that's kind of like my main thing. I also have apparel and like prints, but Starbucks cups are like what I specialize in. I started on Instagram like literally around the same time as when you started your podcast.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I feel like we've grown together.
It was like in December of
TikTok's like my main thing.
Yeah, it was in December of last year. That's when I started and I feel like you did too. I was so upset. I literally every single day this summer I would use my cup that you made of mine, but it's at my dad's house and I'm so upset because I wanted to use it for the
Sophia. I should send you a new one, honestly. Okay. I should make you one for Overcaffeinated.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Yeah, we could do like a little merch swap. I'll send you a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I want a hoodie. Okay,
yes. Yeah, that'll be so awesome. So what like really inspired you to create them? Like you did it before quarantine, so that wasn't like your motive, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because like for me, podcasting, like a lot of people started podcasts during quarantine. It was kind of almost like an excuse, but like for me, it really was before, like, because I genuinely loved it. Like, what was your driving force for all of this?
All right, so I went on this trip to New York City with my school and we attended this conference and everyone who spoke at the conference was talking about how important it is to start a side hustle. So I kind of had this like seed planted in my head, like I need to start a side hustle. I think it'd be pretty cool, honestly fun, gives me something to do. So I ordered this Cricut machine that I thought I would use to start a sticker shop. I don't even know what I was thinking, but I was looking at all these tutorials of like Cricut crafts, whatever. So I found this one about personalizing Starbucks cups. So after I watched that, I went to Joann Fabrics. I got so many colors of vinyl and I was playing around with it. Then I posted a couple photos to Facebook. Wait, have you heard of the podcast Gals on the Go?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know. I follow literally like hundreds of podcast accounts on my podcast account because it's like cross promotion. So like there are so many variations of like gals and podcasting and stuff, so I may have heard of it, but I'd have to check it out.
Yeah, so basically I've been a big fan of the two of them. It's Brooke Michio and Danielle Carolyn. I've been a big fan of them, and I was a part of their Facebook group called Gals on the Go, like podcast, whatever. So I posted a couple pictures of the cups and these girls went crazy for them. I got like, I don't know, I got like 100 comments that day saying they wanted to buy these cups. So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, you're like, wow, people actually like
Instagram.
It.
And honestly, the rest is history. So that's how I started selling these cups.
See, that's so awesome because I feel like things like that, it's like you take something like a story or like someone pushes you to do it. Like for me, it was do you know Chicks in the Office, the podcast?
I've heard of it, yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like through Barstool and
okay.
Not this past year, but the year before, I posted like my Spotify Wrapped and like my favorite host of it, she reposted it And so I freaked out. And then I started chatting with her. And now every time I tag her in something, she reposts it and responds to me. And I just, like, now I think we're friends. But I asked her, like, advice. And sometimes you just need that little nugget of, like, a push to be like, okay, like, I gotta do this. Because, like, I was
someone, like, someone supporting you and saying it's a good idea, that's when you get your confidence in. And start something great.
Yeah, and it's almost, like, even better from strangers. Like, yeah, like, you and I, yes, like, hype each other up all the time, but, like, we know each other. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's sometimes from strangers,
genuine,
it's, like...
But it's good to hear from you.
Feel
more genuine.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so you started with the Facebook groups, which I, when I started podcasting, I started with the Facebook groups, too, and that's how I met, like, two of my really, really close podcasting friends. So, like, don't underestimate Facebook groups, like, for literally anything. Like, if anyone could take anything out of this, like, Facebook groups are high-key, like, the bomb.
They're great. Like, I even posted some of my cups on Facebook Marketplace over the summer. Like, I got a bunch of sales from that, too. Go on Facebook, guys.
Yeah, there's so many, like, free resources within Facebook that, like, people don't know or, like, are almost, like, too lazy to, like, take advantage of, but it's, like, oh my god, it's so good.
It's good.
And so, okay, so you started on Facebook, but then TikTok blew up, and I, like, you have been so successful with TikTok. You're literally so adorable. I want to do every single one of your videos just so I could, like, share everyone with you, because you're literally so adorable. But what was, like, so basically everyone, Sam blew up on TikTok. It was literally, like, so cool. Like, I would just, like, see her on, because I have my podcast TikTok and my personal TikTok, and I would just see you, like, on all of my TikToks, and I'm like, holy, like, whoa, what's going on? Like, she's everywhere. Like, this is so cool. And then I started.
It was a full send.
Yeah, it was. But hey, that's how you got to do it. Like, if you're doing it, if you're doing it half-assed, like, it's that's what you're going to get out of it, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Like, I joined TikTok. I knew about TikTok all summer, but since I wasn't on Etsy yet, I was just doing Venmo. I didn't think I could go on TikTok to promote my cups because I didn't think it would make sense.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that I started my Etsy shop, and TikTok really helped me. Like, I would post maybe 3 times a day hoping that it would do well. And honestly, at first, I saw no progress.
Yeah.
But after a while, once you start getting a couple people, that's when it's just, like, a snowball effect.
Yeah. And you do you really, truly believe in, like, the posting 3 times a day and all that?
If you have a chance, definitely do it. But you don't need to do it, like, just hurt yourself to post 3 times a day. But definitely post as often as you can.
See, for me, I have, like, a larger Instagram. And, like, I love Instagram. And that's, like, my, like, place. And so then I was like, well, if I make TikToks... And say, like, they're not get, like, they get, like, negative views. Like, it's, like, not, it's more, like, I create in the TikTok app and get the sounds and everything that I want. And then I put on Reels, because then when, like, Reels were released. And, like, this one that I did about, like, Google Chrome hacks, like, and it was something I duetted of someone. It was just me, like, reacting. It got, like, 40,000 views. And I was like.
That's the thing with TikTok.
Yeah, it's, like, okay, now I understand that it's really random, like, you know, like, so when, so what was, like, the first video that, like, blew up and you were, like, holy, like, I need to, like, keep up with this now, like, where did you feel like you needed to, like, step it up, you know?
Okay, so I started my Etsy shop in November, and man, like, I made this
oh my god, it's only been in November?
Like, I hope I have 50 sales by November, I mean, by the end of November, like, December.
Yeah.
And I didn't hit that goal, which is so funny, like, I was like 48 or something.
Yeah.
And then December, I posted this random video, I barely put any time into it, I looked horrible, and it didn't blow up that night, but a couple days later, it blew up. I was on live stream while it was blowing up, and I was just hearing, like, all these ching noises, and that was one of the best feelings ever, and that's when I knew, hey, I gotta really work harder and better towards this app.
Yeah, oh my god, that's so awesome. Do you have any, like, or, like, what's, like, your favorite TikTok trend, or, like, because my thing is, like, I feel like I find these trends, and then by the time I make it applicable to me, it's, like, too late. Like, do you have any tips on, like, hopping on the trends and, like, making it cute? Because, like, I don't follow that many. Now my podcast Instagram is all small business TikTok. Like, that's, you know, and, like, I love that because I love, like, promoting other people. But I did, like, see a TikTok the other day that was, like, do you wonder why, like, people aren't following you? Or do you wonder why, like, people aren't purchasing your product? Is everyone you're following, like, a small business, like, yeah, they want to, like, support you, but that doesn't mean that they want to buy. So, like, do you have any, like, insight on any of that as well?
Yeah, so I definitely recommend, like, if you're on TikTok, you see something a couple times, that's your sign. Let's recreate this and, like, put your own spin on it, like, target it towards your business. Definitely use hashtags. I use, like, the hashtag Etsy all the time, Starbucks hashtag, like, girl boss, I don't even know.
Yeah.
To try and get on other people's For You pages. I like comment just to get my name out there on other people's stuff. But it is important to connect with your followers because, honestly, they're the ones that have been, like, tagging other people in my stuff.
Right.
Sharing my stuff with them. And I think that's pretty great. But, yeah, it's really hard if you're only following small business people and only small business people are following you.
Right.
So that's why, especially when you're starting out, just post. Like, it's going to take days for you to get sales.
Yeah.
So just post.
Yeah, and that's how I even feel with, like, the podcasting stuff. Like, my Instagram, a majority of it is people that are podcasters and, like, have their own, like, podcast accounts. But I've also met a lot of people that aren't through that. And so today I had the idea on my Instagram story. I was like, who are you? Like, are you a podcaster? Are you, like, a influencer, like, content creator? Are you one of my friends or a fan or, like, you know what I mean? I forget what the last one was that I did, but just kind of like a little like experiment, like to see who my audience truly is. Cause like I have a gauge, but like those people still interact with me. So it's just like kind of like cool and interesting to like see how it all like transpires, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you say that, like definitely check out your analytics on TikTok. You can see analytics for each video and you can see like who, like how they saw the video, if it was on the For You page, if it was on their following page.
Yeah.
That's honestly a great resource too. And it says like it says when your followers are most active, and mine says like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's when I know like I gotta post around 8.
Yeah. And you also go live a lot. I feel like every time I go on at night you're live and sometimes
I am live.
It's sometimes it's so late at night and I'm like, okay, she's hustling. Like if she's like out here at like really late at night, like and doing this, I'm like, okay, she's, like, for real.
I'm for real. Like, but that's the thing. With the live, I encourage, like, any person on TikTok, the second you hit 1,000 followers and you can go live, go live. If there's only one person there, if there's nobody there, it's fine. Just listen to music and be working. That's what I do.
They see and, you're like, working and busy. Like, they see you.
Yes. They see you hustling, and that's how they support you. Like, sometimes people will just hop on my live and be like, I think I'm going to place an order right now. And then I just get, like, all hyped on the live. And they get to see my reaction when I get an order. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, even when you go live, TikTok boosts your videos on the For You page.
And oh, like, I believe that.
Live.
Yeah, I totally believe that because when you're scrolling through, it'll, like, flash and everything.
Yeah.
Because, like, I always see that with other people, like, besides you as well. But I don't see that many small businesses use that feature, I've noticed. And, like, why not? You're sitting there working. It's not like you're giving anything away. Like, you're literally packaging things. Like, and people love packaging videos. They love that kind of stuff. If you're able to answer, like, a customer service question, like, right then and there, like, it's great, do you ship to Hawaii? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that'd be cool to be able to answer that. That, like, makes me so happy. That's, like, a small business owner's dream. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like my followers do notice that too. Like, they always are commenting on my videos. When are you going live? Like, they just expect me to be going live to be working.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they know when I'm on live.
It honestly, like, if I did that in, like, a certain capacity, like, I don't know what I would be doing that they'd be watching me. Like, how you have it, like, set up where, like, they're watching you. I feel like that would make me more productive because I wouldn't be, like, checking my phone constantly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I always, like, even when I'm, like, designing and doing stuff, because for Black Friday, if anyone, I know Black Friday already passed, but if anyone ever wanted a Cricut, like, I wanted a Cricut for literally so long. And, like, I remember talking to you during quarantine, being like, I really want one. Should I get one? Should I not get one? And, like, whatever. And then I finally got one for Black Friday because they had, like, insane deals on
it. Great deals.
Like, it was, like, almost half off. Yeah, it was, like, almost half. Well, you've definitely made your money back, so you're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I just think it's fun to be able to, like, make stuff. Like, all my Christmas gifts I made with my Cricut. And, like, when I was younger, I used to be so crafty. So, if I'm not necessarily selling stuff with it, it's just really fun to, like, be able to create stuff.
It's so fun. It's amazing.
Yeah, we should do, like, a little, like, That'd be cool on Instagram Live if we did, like, a fun, like, cricket, like, workshop or something. Yes. That could be so fun. Oh, my God,
we should. Especially, like, when this episode goes out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We should ask people if they would watch that. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
We could just do, like, a little Q&A.
Like that on TikTok, because I'm oftentimes just, like, listening to music. I don't know what to talk about anymore. So it's great to talk to somebody else.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God. That's so fun. We should do that.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. So, with TikTok aside, I really want to ask you some questions about Etsy, because you said you literally only started Etsy in November, which is nuts. For some reason, I just assumed you had it like a long time ago, because you're literally blowing up, which is, I'm so happy for you. So I, for like my merch, I felt it was easier for like shipping and everything to make an Etsy. It's not like I'm selling a plethora of stuff, but it is way easier to like keep track of everything. So do you recommend like... do you believe Etsy's, like, worth it, like, when it comes to, like, fees and the shipping and all of that sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm. So I honestly think Etsy is worth it, especially if you're starting out. Like, I started out, I was just using Venmo, and I had to do all this communication, like, send a message saying, hey, this is the price, and this is how it works.
Yeah.
And then the person, like, would take a couple minutes to reply, sometimes hours. And it was just, like, a long process of getting an order in. And I think Etsy really just saves me time, and it's more legit anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just, like, shows you if starting your business and if your business is something you actually want to pursue. Like, I plan to maybe make a website in the future just because I saw my Etsy was successful.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you, like, how has it helped your business, like, for you to make a website? Like, I think it's, like, almost a good stepping stone, like, for someone that doesn't have... $200-$300 or has the knowledge of making a website. Like, that's a whole other thing, is like some people might have to pay people to do it. Like, you and I could easily create a website on our own because that's like with our background, but the average crafter might not necessarily like have those resources to do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's helped my business because the customer sees the link, they click it, they see what's there, what's available, they're just able to easily check out, and then they're able to have, like, some sort of, I don't know, like, peace of mind that they're not getting scammed. Like, it's through Etsy.
Right. It's credible. And, like,
yeah.
I forget if I read on there there's something, like, I don't know if, like, you have to add this or maybe I'm making this up. Like, some, it's kind of like a buyer, like, assurance type thing, like, through Etsy. Like, they kind of have, like, their own policy, like, within there. Am I making that up or...
Honestly, they probably do. Like, I bet if somebody was scamming other people, you could contact Etsy and, like, they would give you your money back.
Yeah, yeah. It's just definitely more legit. Like, I always associate Etsy with, like, handmade goods, and that's definitely what it's for. So, like, unfortunately, like, not every small business can just start, like, selling their stuff on there. It's not, like, a resale shop. But I feel like for people that are trying to, like, make and create things... or they're making things of their own, it's, like, such a good resource. Like, I don't know. I wish I would have done it when I first launched, but I really didn't know how many people were going to buy sweatshirts and stuff. But I ended up selling, like, a lot where I was like, well, shoot, I should probably make an Etsy because I'm going to start losing money on shipping if I'm, like, not on top of this, you know? And I was doing the Venmo thing back and forth, like, back and forth, back and forth, and it's just, like, so tedious, so...
Seriously.
I'm glad that there's like that on there. Do you have any like tips for someone that wants to start their own Etsy shop?
Well, first of all, definitely get a referral link. I feel like that's helped me so much. I used somebody's referral link when I was like on live. I said, who here has an Etsy shop? Like, send me your referral link because I want to use it. And like, obviously you'll get $40 worth of free listings. I'll get it too. I gave you mine. So that's amazing for starting out. Also, I know you have to, like, type in keywords for searching up your product. Like, definitely look online because there are pages where you can find out what words will, like, lead people to your products, what the most popular ones are. So I use that. And, those are my
Sorry, everyone.
Tips.
My
Just
dog
small.
Is
You don't
sitting
need up. A million things in your shop. I think I started with, like, five.
Yeah. Products. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. My dog is barking and she's trying to escape. So that's what that... She wasn't Sam wasn't coughing. That was my dog. But yes, I've seen videos of like the more you post, like the more listings, it like brings you up to like the top. Hold on, everybody. Okay, go, go, go. All right, you're just gonna stay now. Sorry, everyone. Geneva is being a stinko. Anyway, So the more listings you post, the more, like, it'll, and that's kind of with anything. I'm assuming it's, like, their algorithm. And then, basically, the keywords is kind of, like, the SEO end of, like, that. So, like, the search engine optimization for anyone that doesn't know what SEO is. But I also saw another, I see everything on TikTok. I feel like TikTok is, like, teaching me everything that they don't teach me in college. Which is, like, so funny. I keep seeing all these tweets saying, who needs to go to college when you could just find out everything online? And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, there's that. But then there's also, like, if you really need, like, a real job, like, they won't even, like, look at you if you're like, oh, I don't have any of that. You're like, you could know everything, but they just won't even, like, no pay degree. Attention to you. So, anyway, that's a whole another topic. But someone on TikTok said that, like, the longer you make, like, the title of your product, like, with the more search words necessarily in it. Yeah. And I'm like, huh. Like, that's so true. And even, like, tagging your shop in it so that when they search it, it's the first thing. It's, like, those little things that, like, you would just assume happen automatically. You have to add. Yeah. So.
Yeah. For sure. I actually, like, I should add more words to my listings because they're pretty short and sweet.
Which I like things short and sweet. Like, when, as, like, a creator in advertising, everything you're in advertising, like, you're taught, like, to kind of keep things short and sweet. Like, you don't want it to be, like, dragged out. And sometimes it's, like, it'd be, like, Starbucks cup, butterfly, vinyl, like, washable, like, what? Like, you could add all these things and you'd think it was nonsense, but more people might actually see it. Like, that would be an interesting experiment if, like, on one of, like, your, like, less popular cups, if, like, you added all of that to it, and then, like, and then saw, like, if that would be kind of cool to, like, see if you got any, like, more action.
Good
on
idea,
that.
Honestly. I don't know where, like, most of my traffic comes in, though, because I feel like it's just from TikTok.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Is there a specific, like, one where, like, you posted a video and then everyone wanted that one cup? Like, a specific design?
Well, everyone loves the white Cheetah cup. That one's, like, it's everyone's so favorite. I spend hours making that one.
Yeah.
So that's the most popular cup. I honestly don't know if I have, like, one video. Because mostly in all my videos, I try and display them all.
Right,
throw them all out there.
Yeah, I love those holographic butterflies. That's so cute.
I love them.
So that's, like, for, and now I'm talking, like, Cricut. I'm going away from Etsy. Now I'm talking Cricut. So you literally cut two separate pieces and then, like, layer them, technically.
Just layer them. Yep.
Wow. See, yeah. I'm, like,
and
learning.
I make all my designs on Procreate. Do you have an iPad?
Yes, I don't have it with me, but yes, I do. That's, like, what I did a lot of my, like, freelancing stuff with, because a lot of people don't have iPads, and I've found it to be a very valuable asset because there's certain things you just can't create on a laptop. Like, you could, but it would take you so long.
Yeah, that's why I get so frustrated with, like, Adobe Illustrator. It's so hard to sit there on my mouse pad and try and do all this stuff. I love the iPad for that.
I never tried doing that. I never will try doing it. It's that.
Just, it's hard.
Yeah, that just, like, could never happen. Like, I'm doing a freelance project for Marquette, like, their, like, campus ministry right now. I'm, like, making a big, like, coloring book for them. And so I wouldn't be able to really do that if I didn't have an iPad. So, yeah, I've been making, like, I guess it could be a digital coloring book, but they're printing it out and everyone's coloring everything. So that's a cool thing I've done on my iPad. But I got my iPad, well, because we had iPads in high school, and, like, they're so valuable, especially with having school online, like, having dual screens, like, with your laptop. Yeah. If anyone is, like, intrigued in getting an iPad, like, I highly recommend getting one. Like, I've been wanting to do a podcast episode about, like, iPads and the benefits of them, because, like, you can use them for so many different things and they're just so nice.
Yeah. In that episode, you should definitely include, I got my iPad open boxed. So that basically means, like, I got it at the store. It was open before, so they took, like, $100 off. So I was able to save some money, and it's brand new, basically.
Oh, wow. Like, someone, like, opened it, didn't really want it, and then, like, returned it or whatever.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they, like, certify to make sure that everything's good.
Right. It's, like, probably getting, like, a certified pre-owned car or something. Like, you know, like, they know it's, like, all good. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well, that's good to know.
Open box is the way to go with any technology. Even got my phone open box. It's great.
Wow.
so.
Shoot. Well, when I have, like, every weird gadget imaginable, but when I need anything new, like, I need a new Apple Watch. That's, like, what I need an upgrade of. Ooh. Like, that would probably be a good thing to get at the store open box because I just, my Apple, like, I wear my Apple Watch, like, literally every day, but it's just, it's, like, the Series 2. It's just, like, it just, like, lags.
Yeah, it's just, like, a little older now.
Yeah, it's, like, I don't need a new one. Like, I would get a new one if it, like, really died on me. Like, that's the day I would get a new one. I wouldn't, like, go out of my way. But this has been so much fun. Is your business, like, something you really want to continue, like, for the long haul? Or is this something that, like, you're going to keep as a side hustle and then, like, find other employment because you're graduating soon?
Mm-hmm. So I don't think I want to be making Starbucks cups my whole life, but I think it was such a great stepping stone to teach me, like, hey, this is what you have to do to run a business. It takes a lot of hard work. You're not only just making cups and sending them out. Like, you have to do so much work behind the scenes. So it really showed me, like, what it takes to run a business. And I hope to one day be my own boss. I want to keep coming out with more stuff on my shop, and we'll just see where this year leads me. I'm hoping that I can just work for myself.
Yeah, I mean, this year has been such a obstacle of ups and downs and everything. Oh, like, you and I are both, like, searching for jobs right now, and it's great to have a side hustle where, yes, you're looking for jobs, but it's not, like, the end-all be-all if you're not, like, technically
employed. Like, we have a backup plan.
Yes, it's always good to have a backup plan. My, like, next, like, merch idea is, like, more, like, small business, like, oriented, and, like, everyone always, like, even, like, my dad started saying this. He's like, you always have all these side hustles. And I'm like, yeah, it's I'm, so like, the side hustle queen. Like, you just have to, like, fully embrace it. Like, I've sold, like, all of my clothes on, like, Mercari and Poshmark and literally everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone's like, you have all these, like, shipping bags. You're always at the post office. And I'm like, yeah, do you want to make extra money, too? Like,
yeah, how are you going to get that coin?
Yeah, like, I have all this, like, junk lying around. Like, there's so many, like, different ways to
There's start. Always something for you to do. Just, like, find something you love and find out how to monetize that.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, like, I just thought of this because you were saying, like, the Facebook Marketplace and stuff, because I always sell stuff on there. But I post things everywhere so that whatever sells first, obviously. But, like, if you didn't do Etsy, like, selling each, and, like, you would just use the same photo, but, like, you could totally do that on, like, Mercari or stuff like that. Yes. Because, like, it's nice to have the shipping costs covered and everything, too. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the biggest thing. But I was recently listening to a podcast. It's called The Gold Digger. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's, like,
I've heard it.
Oh, my gosh. I was just on vacation, and every day I was just listening to this podcast because I was, like, so addicted to it. And one of them was about this girl talking about her side hustle of, like, selling stuff. And then it was basically practice for her to, like, get into the e-commerce world. Like, she learned how to take good photos. She learned how to, like, write descriptions. And so, like, there's so many ways, like, you could get started. It doesn't have to be, like, this big blown out thing. But, like, with anything, and I'm sure you agree, like, you just have to start. It doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah. Like, you just have to start.
You need to feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, literally, I applaud myself for starting. Because I think that's the scariest part, just starting. Like, telling other people that you want to have your own business is scary because you don't know what they're going to say. You don't know if it's going to flop. But if you just start small, like, honestly, you don't need to tell the whole world. Just work on it yourself for a little, and then you can start telling people.
No, I 100% agree. And you probably even see this, too. Like, yeah, we have an amazing group of friends that support us and, like, whatever. But, like, just because they're your friends and your family, like, don't be disheartened if they don't purchase something from you, like, immediately. Like, it's okay. Like, and I always, like, share, like, this stuff on Instagram, like, free ways to promote a podcast, like, free ways to support a small business. And, like, that's purely from social media. So if your friends and family can, like, share, follow you, like, that's where it all starts, like, you know?
Exactly.
So besides the Starbucks cup shop, if you had any dream job, and I know you're, like, in the works of, like, creating your dream job right now, if you had any dream job, you had a disposable income where you could start any business today, what would it be?
Okay, well, I kind of have, like, two ideas. I think it'd be really cool to have, like, my own coffee shop of some sort, because I love coffee, and I think it'd be so cool. I don't know, this is just an idea I had, but, like, a food truck kind of vibe, but like a coffee shop kind of food truck vibe.
Yes.
That'd be so cute. Like, I don't know. And then maybe having my own, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe an online clothing store. I just need to feel out what, like, fits me best.
Yeah. No, you totally, you and I got the coffee thing in common. I love the traveling food truck thing, too. I feel like that's, I feel like it was super trendy for a minute, but, like, right now, especially, like, with coffee, like, that would be so easy because it's not like you necessarily need, like, a kitchen, like, in the whole food truck. Like, that could be so awesome. Have you ever been to Milwaukee? Like,
I have, well, I think I've, like, driven past it.
Okay. If you ever go, there's, like, the Milwaukee Public Market, which is, like, what it's, like, kind of, like, known for in the downtown, and there's basically, like, all these different, like, vendors within it, but in the summer and like with COVID they had this like old looking truck outside and it had taps like built into it because like Milwaukee's really known for beer and everything.
Yeah.
And it was like a food truck but it was like a beer truck and this guy literally just had taps and I'm like that's literally genius because you could just that's drive like it fun. Wherever and park it but like a coffee one would just be like off the charts.
I know. I would make it so Instagrammable. Like, everyone in the Chicago suburbs would be there.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love that kind of stuff. Like, especially just, like, staging everything and, like, having that vision and then, like, bringing it to life. Oh, that's so fun.
That's so fun. Honestly, that's just an idea I had. Who knows if that'll ever happen. I thought that'd be cute, though.
Hey, never say never. Like,
never say never. That's for sure.
Stranger things have happened. Do you know what I'm saying? Especially with the growth you have on TikTok, you never know who might stumble across this and be like, hey, let's make it happen, you know?
Investor. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I know. I'm like, I gotta put more videos out there.
It's never enough. It's really never.
Never.
It's never enough. Like, I've been doing this for over a year, and I'm only on episode 31. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's never enough stuff. There's never enough people to talk to. But is there any other social media topics, business-related stuff that you want to share with the followers?
It's Honestly, no. I'm going to close my shop for a little bit, but I will open it back up towards the end of January. So, guys, check it out. There will be cute new cup designs and so much more. And,
Yay! So, let everyone know.
This is so fun.
Oh, my gosh. You are more than welcome to come on anytime. This was so much fun.
Yes.
Tell everyone where and how they can find you online.
Okay. Guys, my Instagram is at andoitanyway. My TikTok is the same thing, except there's an underscore at the end.
Okay.
And my Etsy shop is andoitanyway.
Yay. All right. Well, I am going to link all of that stuff in the description. Sam is going to be the only thing that you see on Instagram for the next week. So get hyped.
I'm hyped.
Thank you so much for coming on today. And I hope everyone has a great week. And stay over-caffeinated. And go get one of Sam's cups so that you can stay over-caffeinated and support both of us at the same time.
Yeah. Dude, Sophia, I should give you a promo code, and then they could use it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Use code overcaffeinated.
Use code overcaffeinated.
Send it to Sophia.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. Wait, that's so exciting. Okay. Everyone, use code overcaffeinated at her Etsy shop, and we'll make sure that link works for a discount on a cup so you guys can stay overcaffeinated with us. Thank you so much for coming on, Sam. I had such a great time.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me, Sophia.
Yeah, no problem. All right, everyone. I will catch you guys next week. Bye.